Our halftime show continues now on the Raiders Internet Network with our player interview, and joining me is a longtime veteran of the Racine Raiders, Sam D'Elia. And Sam, I think you and I started at the same time, so is this year 14 for you here?
This is 13, so you got me by a year. But yeah, it's been a long ride, and it's starting to come to an end. Sad thing for me, you know, knowing that my career is starting to come, you know, to a close here. But it's been a great ride, and we have great fans, and it's been great being with you.
Well, you know, last year you talk about it coming to an end, but you were the leading receiver on this team in receptions and yards, yet again putting up the big numbers that everyone's come to expect from you.
Well, just because you're putting up numbers, you know what I mean, and being the leading receiver, I mean, doesn't mean that you're not starting to fall at an athletic level. You know, but you're getting older, you get smarter. You're not as good of an athlete. You learn how to do things better. You know, you use your techniques more. You know, you can't rely so much on your speed anymore. I mean, I'm a wily vet now. I'm not the young kid running all over the field. We got plenty of those coming in.
Now, too, I mean, family has become a bigger thing for you now with two kids, and then Brittany also with Mrs. Wisconsin and her aspirations. And that's got to, you know, be challenging for you guys to kind of balance that time with your commitment to the Raiders and both of your commitment to the racing community.
It is. It is. It's a huge commitment this year. This year we're building a house. She's doing her Mrs. Wisconsin stuff. She's getting ready to compete in July for the United States pageant. I'm coaching football, playing football. I got kids, you know, so life's hectic right now. You know, it's time to start spending more time with my kids. They're going to start athletics pretty soon, so coaching them, you know, giving back to the community, that's always going to be a part of our lives. No matter whether I'm playing football or she's Mrs. Wisconsin, we're still going to give back to the community.
And, I mean, you do things that people don't necessarily see, and we've been fortunate enough that we've put them out, caught some of them on the Raiders website and such, and surprising a big fan at their birthday party showing up. That was quite an awesome thing that you guys did.
Yeah, that was an awesome event. We surprised him. I'm one of his favorite players. He's actually here today in Des Moines, and they made the trip out here. What an awesome family, and it was great to be able to touch a young life like that and make a life-changing experience for him. That's something that he's going to remember forever. It kind of shocked me that he started crying, and I kind of didn't know how to react, you know, so I was as surprised as he was by his reaction.
I mean, I think that's something that's great with the Raiders, whether it's you or J.R. Taylor does a lot of that as well. You know, you guys kind of get the fans where the Raiders tend to be that team that kids cling to, you know, and they look to you guys as role models and such, and you guys go that extra mile and kind of make their day whenever you can.
Well, that's part of being a Raider. It's not just about playing football. It's about giving back to the community. And with me being from Racine, that was always one of the huge things that I always – held myself accountable on is going to as many events. Me and my wife's goal this year is to go to 100 events between the two of us or combined. So we've always been big in the community and giving back. You know, it's an opportunity to reach out to the community and make a difference.
Now, Raiders fans will remember the Central Penn Piranha from the North American Football League, and temporarily they ceased operations because of what you're saying here, that their players weren't getting as involved as the organization would have liked in the community. So despite a lot of, you know, being involved, it really takes veterans to be able to pass this on to the younger players that there's more to Raider football than what's taking place on the field.
Yes, there is. There's a lot more to the Racine Raiders than just playing the football game on Saturday nights. And a lot of our young players do realize that, and they're starting to take that role. We have a lot of great young guys that are at a lot of events, and it's starting to pay off for them. They're starting to take in more leadership roles and on our team. I'm not going to name any names yet, but a couple of them, you know, were named captains last year and this year. So, I mean, with giving back to the community, you're showing that you care about the community as much as they care about this team.
Now, you've been around long enough that the Raiders, with a storied history and everything, it's been a renaissance the past 3 years, making the national championship game all 3 years, winning two of them. That's just got to be really something special for you to be a part of, having come onto this team just after they had won kind of that last national championship in 2001.
Yeah, I was here during the years, you know, where we weren't great. I mean, we were a good team, you know, nationally ranked every year, but we weren't the elite team. And now, you know, that we're the elite team, it's hard, you know, to know that it's coming to an end at such a great time. But it's also gratifying knowing that I helped build this elite team that's now here.
talk about, you know, your career winding down. Craig McClellan, now that he's going to be the head coach at Union Grove, said, hey, I'm going to give it one more year since I committed to this, without knowing that he would have that role. J.R. Taylor, obviously, he's getting up there as well. And guys like Dusty Swenson. Seems like there's a lot of veterans that came back after the national championship year and said, hey, you know, we want to do this, and we kind of owe it to the community to see how long we can keep this going. And one more year, give it a swan song, and hopefully go out on top.
Yeah, that's kind of how the song's starting out. We'll see. I mean, that's how it was last year too. You know, once we win a ring, we're all done. And then we came back, oh, let's get another one. So, I mean, you never really know. It's semi-pro football, and guys say that they're going to retire. But once springtime comes, you start getting that itch for football again. You never know who's going to show back up at camp. But, yeah, we have a great core right now that is at the end of their career. And we're trying right now to lead these young guys and show them the ropes, basically, of Raider football, about what it's about on and off the field, how you're supposed to act in the community. You know, you're supporting a brand, and it's not just a football team.
It's got to be neat for you to see too. It's been a while since I've seen, you know, three quarterbacks on the Raiders roster, and a couple of rookies coming in this year with Craig potentially in his final year. And so as a receiver, it's got to be good to see that, because that's typically been that one component during those years we're talking about, that decade, trying to find that quarterback that would be maybe the next guy or that would step up was kind of the difficult thing.
Yeah, it was for many years. I mean, we had good quarterbacks, but We didn't have great quarterbacks. And to have a great football team, you have to have a great quarterback at that position. And, yeah, there is a lot of talent that's coming in now these years. And, I mean, this year we're stacked pretty much every position. This is by far the most depth, the best, most athletic, especially at the receiver position, team that I've been on as a Raider. And it's going to be our job as veterans, you know, because we're so stacked to keep everybody composed and everybody satisfied. Hey, you're going to have to share. You're going to get less reps. One ball can only go so far. So it's going to be our job as veterans to keep everybody together.
Now, hearing you say that, I've got to come with this next question, because you're the type of guy that thinks you're open on every play. So, I mean, when you're talking about being patient and understanding that there's only so much, you know, one ball to go around on every play, and you got three stud running backs in the backfield too, that's going to be a big role on you to be able to keep that patience.
That is, it is, but that's one of the things that comes, you know, with age and wisdom, you know. Just because you're open all the time, like I always am, doesn't mean that you're always going to get the ball, because someone else could be open too. So, I mean, there is one ball to go around. I mean, people are going to make their plays. Like I told all the receivers and the running backs, I said, when you touch the ball, you better make the best of it, because your touches are going to be limited, because we have so many athletes at so many positions.
Season starting earlier, how did that affect you? How do you think that affected this team with the earliest start in, we believe, Raiders history?
Well, I think it's actually better for us, because we had less time off. So we came together, you know, kind of, we won our national championship. We had a couple months off, basically, which was the holiday season. And then we were back at it right away. And it was like we never even stopped playing football. You know what I mean? And for a lot of us, we need that, because we're getting so old that if you take them months off and you get out of shape, you know, your body's not moving like it was, you know, you got to keep the gears moving. So I think it's definitely going to benefit us. And we're going to be done with our season earlier in the year. So I think it's going to open up some opportunities for some postseason stuff that we haven't had, you know, for us in the last 5 or 6 years.
Now, how about this opening up the season on the road with two big road games against nationally ranked teams, coming out here tonight to Des Moines, Iowa, to play the Des Moines Blaze, who are 1-2 after coming into the season riding a 49-game winning streak, and then going up to Fox Valley next week for a noon game. So maybe not a big trip, but a big time difference for you guys.
I think it'll be a good test for us. We've been begging as veterans for a long time to play good teams on the road, because everybody always says, well, you guys ain't that good, you'll only play at home. And it's good. I mean, since Craig's been here, me and him were talking about it, he's never been on a road trip where we stayed overnight. It's good to build that camaraderie with your team, especially with all of us veterans now and these young guys coming in, so we can, you know, spend some time hanging out after the game together, you know, and get that little bonding experience. As far as the noon game, a lot of us are excited about that. You get done earlier. I mean, we don't really often, I think I've played twice at noon in my whole career as a Raider, so we don't get the opportunity very often. But I don't think it's going to affect us very much. I think we're focused on what our goal is, and our goal is to beat the team that's in front of us week to week.
A little bit weird this year because you have a long trip to Des Moines with a 6 o'clock game, then a noon game. There's a 1 o'clock Sunday game, a 4 o'clock game up in Door County. So the schedule's a little bit all over the place, and kind of that building that consistency is something that helps you guys as players though too, doesn't it?
It does. I mean, we're used to, we practice at 7 for a reason because we usually play at 7. So it's going to take a, I mean, there might be a little bit of a, I don't know what you want to say. Yeah, adjustment that we have to make for some things. I mean, it's going to be different fielding the punt in the sun at noon when you're looking up in the sky and you're looking right into the sun. So, I mean, I got a pretty little visor for that, you know, but there's going to be some adjustments to make, but I think overall it's not going to affect our game too much. We're composed on what we're doing, and we got great talent, and our coaching staff is doing a great job of keeping us all together and motivated and not making sure that we're not complacent like we were in 2013.
Final thoughts, Sam?
I just want to say thank you to all the fans out there, the people that are listening to us. I know that we're not on WRJN tonight, but we thank you for listening to us and supporting us, and we love you, Racine.
Thank you, and have a great season, Sam.
Thank you, Don.
All right, that was Racine Raiders veteran wide receiver Sam D'Elia here on our Racine Raiders broadcast. We'll be back in a minute here on the Raiders Internet Network.